It's the largest urban national park in the world today, 156,000 acres. But the Woolsey Fire has left a huge chunk of the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area closed. This area that we're walking in, and the Santa Monica Mountains and the park's Paramount Ranch property, is charred and closed to the public. But we're allowed here because we're with National Park Service officials. The Park Service owns 23,000 acres of the land in the park, mostly between Highway 101 and the coast. Most of it was burned by the huge brush fire.
88% of our lands, but also quite a bit of state park land and lands owned by other agencies.
David Szymanski is superintendent of the National Recreation Area. He says the impacts on wildlife are still being assessed, although thanks to radio tracking collars, we know the mountain lion population came through the blaze in good shape. But one of the ways the public knows the park best, its trails, have been hard hit.
We have some trails where we've had fire debris come over the trails once the rains start, which will be great for the recovery on the hillsides, but it also is going to move some of the hillsides and probably do more damage to the trails than the fires did themselves.
The large burn zone means that most of the trails in national park-owned parts of the National Recreation Area are closed.
We want to protect them from further trail damage. For some of our trails, you know, they've just been scorched, and it's a really significant damage, and, you know, they might be closed for some time, actually.
Kate Kirkendall is with the National Park Service.
We know this really impacts people because as they come back to their homes, they want to get back to their regular schedule and their routine. And we're really happy that so many people have our national park as part of their daily routine, actually, whether it's like hiking, biking, running, horseback riding, that kind of thing. And so we know there's going to be a ton of pressure on our trail system and people wanting to get in. And we really ask for people's cooperation and to be respectful of the closures, not only for their own safety, but also for us to be able to protect these trails.
But one of the most popular trails in the park, Rancho Sierra Vista, is open.
We've got a lot of people stepping up to volunteer. We know people want to get outside. It's good for the soul during times like this to be outside. We'll open them as soon as we can.
Kirkendall says while the fire is disruptive to the parkland, fires are also a part of the environment. However, in the Santa Monica Mountains, they've been occurring much more frequently than the historical rate.
Fire is a natural part of the Santa Monica Mountains. I think the thing with this is that we're seeing fires more frequently and, you know, of a greater severity than in the past, right? Because fire in the Santa Monica Mountains, we believe, was historically about every 100 years. And so we're obviously seeing fires burning areas more often than every 100 years.
More than 600 structures in the National Recreation Area's boundaries were destroyed by the blaze. Besides, a number of trails also closed indefinitely in the National Recreation Area are the Paramount Ranch and the park's visitor center at King Gillette Ranch. In the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, south of Agoura Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.